Blog Talk Radio.
The subject of this discourse is I meet no one but me. The very statement is interesting. I meet no one but me. What kind of statement is that? It came to me in my meditations. It's a very mystic statement, and yet, as we shall see in this lesson, it will have many practical ramifications and applications. And as a subtitle to this subject, I meet no one but me, I'm using how to control people and conditions in your life. Those people who may be puzzled by the first statement, I meet no one but me, will probably be more interested in how to control people and conditions. Let's begin with the realization the people and conditions in my life are such as they are because I am such as I am. It's a sort of a bitter pill to take. That verse of scripture in the book of Revelation where it says, the angel said to John, take this little book and eat it. It will make your mouth bitter, but your belly sweet as honey. Or the other way around. I think it's the other way around. But nevertheless, this is a bitter pill to take. The idea that the people and conditions in my life are such as they are because I am such as I am. Because some of these SOBs, you're thinking, could not possibly have anything to do with the way that I am. Well, you're going to be surprised. As I say, this may be a bitter pill to swallow, but it will make your belly or your circumstances sweeter when you understand the mystic reasoning behind this. Now let's stop again and turn this thing over in our minds. I want you to read this realization with me again. Together, the people and conditions in my life are such as they are because I am such as I am. Oh, boy, I hear your reasoning mind racing. Saying, oh, ho, ho, no. Oh, ho, 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 yes. In everyone I meet, some aspect of myself. In everyone, I meet some aspect of myself. Some aspect of my subconscious self-image. In everyone I meet some aspect of my subconscious self-identity, my subconscious self-feeling. In everyone his face I see. In everyone I see some aspect of the face of my subconscious self-image. Here is the statement that will set you back on your heels. Everyone is me, though sometimes unrecognized and disliked. Now, I know some of you are pretty holy. And that you love everybody. And yes, I do love everybody. But honest to God, some people have some ways that I don't like. What was this folk hero who said, I never met a man I didn't like? Will Rogers. Good for him. I'm here to confess that some people have some ways that I don't like. But at the same time, I must realize that everyone is me, though sometimes unrecognized and disliked. Experience anyone or anything outside of myself, except those which correspond to something within myself. Every SOB I meet is an outward reflection of something within myself that I need to deal with. Let me hear you say, wow. Now, this will set you reeling for a while. I am you under the guise of me. And you are me under the guise of you. Man, know thyself, says Socrates. How important this is. But you see, this is the whole thing. Because man does not know his inner self, he does not recognize his outer self when he sees it. And when man really comes to know his inner self correctly, then he will recognize his outer self in all of its various guises and disguises. That SOB is you in a disguise. All of the people in your world are expressions of something within your subconscious mentality. I meet no one but me. And this is what Jesus was talking about, certainly in part, when he said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." You see, because everyone is me under the guise of someone else, this gives me a handle. If I don't like the way that I meet you or you meet me, then what I must do then is change me. Remember that every time someone or something outside of you needs changing, you go to yourself and make the change where? Within yourself. If you're driving along in your automobile and your automobile wanders off to the wrong side of the road or toward the ditch, do you jump out of your car and grab the car by the tires to try to turn it in the right direction? No, what do? You deal with the steering wheel that's where? On the inside. This is pure mystic science. This is pure esoteric science here. And I want to be redundant about this analogy of steering an automobile, correcting the direction of an automobile. If an automobile again veers in the wrong direction, you do not correct it by getting outside, pulling at the tires. You correct the direction of that automobile from where? From the steering wheel where? Within. From this moment on, you should deal with all outer people and all outer things and conditions in your life from where? From within. I've got news for you, too. I'm going to lay this on you. You ready? This is heavy. You know, even the people and things that seem to be outside of you, they're really not. That there are things outside of you is only an illusion. I like to lay this on you every once in a while. For example, you're not in this room. This room is in you. That you are in this room is an illusion. That SOB is on the outside of you is someone else is an illusion. That SOB is within you. And if you want to control the people and the things in your life, you don't meddle them. You go to yourself and change yourself. Every person in my life is an incarnation of some aspect of my mentality. Repeat after me. Every person in my life is an incarnation of some facet of my mentality. There's a verse of scripture in St. John, the first chapter, where it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." The theologians never figured it all out. They limited that to the person Jesus. But every person has and is his subconscious word. While I deal on this for a moment, write a question in your notes to yourself. What is my subconscious word? In other words, what do I think? What do I say? What do I feel about myself, within myself? What you think, what you believe, what you feel about yourself, deep within yourself, is your word about yourself. Another way of saying your subconscious self-image. And your word, your subconscious self-image, your subconscious self-concept is always being made flesh. Not only as your physical flesh, but as the flesh of the other people in your life. Now I'm going to get real way out for a moment. Beyond the boundaries of orthodox Christian doctrine. It is even said, and frankly this much I believe, that when you were born, it was no accident that you were born to the parents that you were born to. Frankly, nothing in the cosmic order is an accident. Not even an accident is an accident. Everything happens in the universe, in the cosmos, according to what? Law. Now, I know some of us, if we personally had the conscious option of shopping for parents, we may have chosen differently. A lot of people would have. But believe it or not, the parents to whom you were born, your soul was drawn to them and through them by a spiritual mental affinity.
You're listening to Solomon's Temple on Hindsight Radio.
Peace, God. What's going on?
Hey, peace, God. How you doing?
Doing good, man. How's the new year going so far?
Hey,
you know, fake new year.
yeah, man. It's going good, man. 2020. You know, like you said, it's you a thousand, ain't. It ain't the new year, but it's a time for us to, it's a new year for humanity. But at least for those in the western side that participate for this particular cycle, you see.
Right.
The new year actually starts at the at spring. But if you want to be more specific and be more accurate, your new year starts every birthday. You see?
That's
the real new year. You know, each birthday is definitely where it starts and where the lessons go. And you know, this is the time when you want to reset yourself. You know, it gives you a mental reset button. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it lines everybody on the same page, you know. And this year is the year that everybody should have the energy to try to get some things done, because it's a 4 year, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Real powerful
mm-hmm.
year. A year of structure, discipline, and doing. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was more social time for humanity. And this year, man, some stuff should be getting done. And you know, like Reverend Knight, everything he's saying is a thought. That if you ain't taking ownership, you see, that's a determination factor. Now, each person has their own time that they have to work on. But there is the best route for everybody to take. You know, now we then reduce our self to these devices, and we're not on our own cosmic clock, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on a small scale, each individual has their own cycle that transforms each year. And so there is a best thing that you can do each year that will align you with your cycles, you know.
Right.
And if you on point with it within a 9 year cycle, your life should have made a 360-degree turn, you see. You should be able to go from anything within 9 years. But the problem is we didn't reduce it down to 1 year.
Mm.
Like there's the best steps that you can take within your 9 year. That's why a lot of people have been taking advantage of calling in and setting up readings. Your reading gonna help you. Now, it's probably better to get an hour reading. But if you can't get an hour reading, the hour reading would benefit you more. There's so much to cover within yourself, and a lot of people are called back to even go further because there's so much to cover, and there's so much that we have within ourselves, and it's a blueprint for everybody, you know.
Right.
With this media age, everybody wanted to be on the. Everything supposed to be the same. It ain't gonna be the same. You know. But with each cycle, you know, you have the best you can do for each day. And it'd be days that things could be magical for you if you are well of the cycle and aware of what your day gonna bring. And what's the greatest potential for your day? Some days where you really supposed to push and grab, And some days you ain't supposed to be so aggressive. You're supposed to be more introspect. You know.
Right.
But we don't benefit from that. And this is something that's older than anything you can learn. Astrology, numerology. These are the first sciences that our ancestors developed before anything. You know, we went through cycles where we just watched the sun and moon for 52,000 years, 27,000 years, and it's been done so many times that you can demonstrate cycles. Now, we rely on NASA, and they ain't even telling us nothing. They playing games. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on a very simplistic thing is that the least you could do is understand your personal year, okay? And so define your personal year is actually extremely simple. Now, your personal year has an influence on your life, and it changes each year.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand that on the system that we operating on, because this matrix is just like when you use systems within your computer, you know. Most of the United States use Windows, but you go through different parts of the world, then they have other systems that's more dominant. Well, on the spiritual level, we also operate on these different frequencies. We call them languages and cultures. Okay, so based on the language and the culture that we deal with, it's 2020. Okay, and
yeah.
Of course, the calendar been changed, but we operate through this, and it's highly demonstrable. Okay?
Right.
And so what you would use is, since it's 2020, which is a 4, you would take the 4, and then you would add your month and your day of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, and that'll give you your personal cycle. So, if somebody was born on January the 1st, this year for them would be a personal year of a 6 for them, right? Okay?
Yeah.
But just an example on how to use that cycle, okay? And so, let's say, for instance, you gotta let's say you start out the cycle, and it's a personal year of a 1. Well,
mm-hmm.
this would pertain to you, and so like not only do you have personal years of 1, I mean personal years, you have personal months, personal days. Which influence you on larger and smaller scales. And so if you want to maximize your output, you maximize it off those days. Now, there's other cycles that are much more, that are felt much more strongly, but you can organize your year off this minor system. We also have much more stronger vibratory days as well, but we'll just look at this one for now. Now, so if you got a personal year of a 1, a day, a month, You know, this is the key for new beginnings. You want to start new things on a 1 year, a 1 day, a 1 month. Okay? It's fresh start, fresh energy. And your energy will be stronger for you to start new projects and to get something going. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
on the negative side, the person can be lazy, stubborn, not focusing, not planning, not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so you start with new ideas. You know, you can rebrand yourself. You might have awakening period, you know. So it's more for starting and beginning new things. And it's really good to start a new business. But see, you got to understand that it's a seed. When you plant a seed, you got that's the first thing. This don't mean it's going to pop right now. It's the start. You have to stick with something. And, Akeem, you understand this, you see.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people give up too easy, and they try something for – they only want it for 6 months. They tried, and then they quit, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had just stood – you know, that young brother Nishi said it the best. It's a marathon. Well, the beginning
yep.
of the marathon starts during the 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
The following year would be – a 2 year, a personal year or two. Now, one thing I want to say, if you hadn't started your cycle right, because you're not in alignment with the cosmic rhythm of the universe, you can still alter and make adjustments with your plan, even if you start something during this time period. It's still a better way to move, you see. And that's what we'll show you with the rhythm. I'll show you what to avoid and how to move to maximize how you do it. And also show you what can be dangerous for you. And where you can reap your biggest advantages, because it ain't nothing you can do against the energy, you know. I done tried to do things and the energy off, and it don't work. And a lot of times we're not aware of that, but there's still no reason not to start something. So the following year is a personal year for two, and this year you want to start trying to increase your partnerships, working with people. Getting better people around you and relying on your intuition. Your intuition will be, now in your first year, your energy is strong, but your next year, your intuition, you know, it should be at its peak, but you might be a little bit more sensitive. You know, you got to guard against feeling insecure and being impatient and making bad decisions off emotion. Now, what's interesting is, I love the title of your show, Hindsight Radio, because I love hindsight. I like that, the title, because, man, we all say hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
Doing the first year is a two. Your intuition is at super high. You gotta be able to see without sight and trust what you see. You see, you gotta let your spirit decide for you. And if it feels like that, then you act on it. Okay, that's gonna be the major key. Listen to that inner voice during that year. And this going to help you during the second year. But the first year, you rely more on pushing and doing. And basically, you know, sometimes even if you have to start something and figure it out while you're in it, you see.
Yep.
You know.
That's why I try to tell people, get started with what you know how to do
mm-hmm.
now. All the rest will come with for you later, man. If people just understand it. And one thing I see a lot of people do, they want to have everything in the together before they start something.
That's
and
right.
What they don't understand about starting something is you never can have everything all together to start something. Because once you get into it is when you're going to learn what to do and what not to do. You know, they're trying
exactly.
to avoid all the mistakes before they even try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know so many people right now, I'm doing this, I'm going to do this. That's 5 years ago they said it. They still ain't did it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just ain't right. I knew somebody was putting up a website and a couple of things was wrong. But I said, man, put that website up, put it out there so people could be able to go to it. You can fix the functionality of it later. Get some
That's
money
right.
coming in off it, at least. You know?
That's right.
Let your customers give you feedback on what you need to fix. You know?
That's right.
So you let your customers tell you, nah, it got to be this. It got to be. Is it, and what I find is that's just an excuse not
that's
to
right.
do it because they in fear of their own success. That's what it really is.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They find something to say, no, it ain't right because they in fear of making money. People, you know, people have a certain allergy or whatever you want to call it when it comes to making some money. They really do.
They
yo, make some money. They're afraid to mm-hmm. ask for it. You know, I took my daughter over to my older son's mom's house so she could do her hair. And
and
she'll say to me, give me whatever you want. I said, I'll give you $1. Don't you not? Why not say, well, then you define what you want.
Yeah.
Don't say, give me whatever you want, then I give you $1. You're going to say, no. Say what you
That's
want.
Right.
That's a person that is afraid to ask for money. Now, they'll ask for something else, but they won't ask for their own prosperity. You know what I'm saying?
They won't
ask for it. Man, I went into Waffle House just before I started the show. You know, I do this is like a little ritual. This is how I keep my money flowing, you know.
Okay.
Because the reason why I have so much is because I give so much, right?
That's right.
So I went in the restaurant, ordered my food. Brother helped me out. He's a nice brother. And I gave him a nice size tip.
Right.
And his eyes got big. Like, what? And started calling me to try to make sure I did the right thing. And I put my, you tell somebody to shoo, you put your finger up to your mouth and say, shh. Because
right.
I don't be wanting all of the praise. I just want to give it and go, you know,
mm-hmm.
and get in my car and go. I just drop it. I fold it up so he don't even know what's in there until he ready to cash out, you know, get the change.
Right.
And I say, keep the change. I give it to him and say, keep the change. And I walk right on out. And he's like, sir, he tried to break his neck to stop me. To make
That's
sure
right.
that I gave him the right money. And I was like, shh, just don't say
That's
nothing.
Right.
Accept that. You know what I'm saying? He's like, and you can see he was uncomfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, we so programmed to have nothing.
That's
that
right.
When we get something, we start shaking it. That shouldn't be that way. That's abnormal.
That's
we're
right.
supposed to be
now,
when we see. Go ahead.
Now I want to say this that you said that. Now I'm not. I'm just gonna say this. I'm not gonna talk about your numbers, but I want to point this out. Now, you have a lot of. You have 9 energy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You do have a lot of some 9 energy in chart. Now, this is what's interesting about it. Now, 9s affect humanity like you do. Your work is
mm-hmm.
affecting people on large scales. Man, people, like a lot of your listeners that call in or do readings or even come to the temple But I know they all got the best thing to say about you, about how good your work is, how good your services are, they, you know, how dependable you are. But I want to say this. A lot of it got to do with the nine energy that you have, but another aspect that nines have, they are lucky when they give to people. Luck comes to them. They get blessed. So I want to say this, that you, just because, now that ain't going to work for everybody.
No.
Okay. That only will work for you because you can give and you will receive because of the nine energy. You got a special contract with humanity that you gotta have. Now this don't mean that you gotta, you know, don't let nobody try to call in and say,
no,
we ain't saying that he need to give you discount. But what I'm saying is, nice gestures that you did this morning actually brings you good luck. Nines have to do that to a degree. If they don't do it, they won't get wealth. Now,
you're right.
also, when you have, like, let's say you live in a house. Let's say you live in a house that has a certain vibration. The house that you live in has a particular numerical vibration. The place that you work at has a numerical vibration. Like your address, whatever, if you live in a nine house, that house will be blessed through giving away a little bit of stuff every so often, like taking your stuff to Goodwill or helping the homeless. A nine business with a nine address to a business or a nine address to a job, that business will grow through giving a little bit more. You also got to be careful while you think, what I'm saying is, like, with your driver's license, tag numbers. You know, you can attract, you know, I have to have people change their driver's license number sometimes. Some people have wrecks and tickets. They get them all of the time. If you're
right, yeah.
That's right. But if you don't change, see, certain numbers are not, certain house numbers will bring you bad luck if it's not in rhythm with what you have, and certain license tags will bring bad luck if it's not in harmony with your number. Your numbers got to all be in harmony. And so in our readings, we help show you how to alter and try to how to actually benefit your vibratory frequency to maximize what you get out your life. And sometimes just changing it can be a bad thing too, because it can bring bad things to you too just by changing it. You will always be blessed. You will always have, as long as you do selective giving, like you've been doing, you know. And universe with, so you giving just when you be talking and teaching. People getting a whole bunch before they even buy your product, you see. You giving away a whole bunch of knowledge, you know.
I give it all away, really. They could do what I do off of what I teach, but a lot of people just don't know how to put it together for themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's where I come in and say, this is how you do it. This is the blueprint. So a lot of stuff I teach for free. If they go through my archives, I teach it before I even sell it.
That's
you
right.
Know, they get it. So, but yeah, man, and you're right about that. I started noticing when I was given just randomly like that, it almost immediately comes right back.
It don't work for you like that.
like a science. And I said, wait a minute. And I kept doing it. I said, wait, okay, this is something to this thing here.
That's
so,
right.
You know. But you're right.
Yeah, for some people, that's going to bring tremendous things. And to other people, that can, I know people that do that and they struggle.
Right.
It just ain't alignment with them. You know,
right.
It depends. It's like, man, you know, but they're still getting rewards, but it won't be on a financial level. You see?
Right.
Now.
Right.
So a three year personal year, personal day or month, is a highly creative, a big social year, a year of pleasure, mm-hmm. connection. You know, meeting people, doing things. It's actually a charismatic time where you can do more traveling. You tend to be more happy, enjoying life. You see, but you mm-hmm. have to guard against too many distractions, being moody, being dramatic, being not wanting to. Trying to do too many things and basically, you know, being a social butterfly, you know, you have to guard against that because you can bullshit too much if you ain't careful. But
right.
If you're at your best, if you can let your imagination, if you want to tap into what Reverend Ike talk about your imagination. You want to try to network more. That's the real key during the 3 years, networking. But it can turn into mm-hmm. too much socializing.
right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? But if you mm-hmm. if you got business going, if you got something you're trying to handle, that's the year you want to stay on Facebook, Instagram, go to more gatherings, and promote yourself mm-hmm. a little more. You see?
Right.
A lot of people do, like, they sell books, do book tours, and, you know, good things like that. That's the year you definitely want to be seen. Now, mm-hmm. a 4 year is probably the most challenging year you'll have in regards to a lot of things because you have to be highly organized. You have to plan ahead. You have to take care of details. You have to concentrate. Discipline is the key for a 4 year. Mm-hmm. You're gonna work more than you get. You're gonna have to persevere and don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a year for structure, and that's what I was saying about a 2020 year. You have to do some things. You have to organize. You have to plan. You know, you can't be playing.
Right.
So I know that the government got to be doing some serious things now.
Yeah, you see they made a strike. They killed somebody
right.
already.
Yes.
You know, they planning for something.
They planning. Yeah. They doing everything that a 4 year holds. In fact,
mm-hmm.
the United States was born on a four day, you see, which yeah. is a good day to start on because it's a master builder. And so now that we're playing this Trump impeachment game, and I say, ooh, when they impeach and do stuff, they do some serious shit during that year.
mm-hmm.
When you look mm-hmm. back over historically, from you know Clinton getting head to whatever, man, they by mm-hmm. time you get through this shit, they don't tell you what didn't happen.
Yep.
After that, so.
Yep. Well, they bombed Iran. Well, they bombed the general.
Wow.
He killed that general from Iran, top general. And
they
Iran's response was, yeah, they a top general for Iranian, yeah. So Iran said that they're going to go after what United States love. And
wow.
People don't get what that means. I know what that means. They're going after Israel.
Mm.
You know, is that the one country that they're always protecting, no matter what that country does? You know, that Palestinian conflict that's been going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, okay, here we go. I said, that's going to trigger a big-time war because then the United States got to go to war if they attack them. That's the one country that if anybody attacks, that the United States would definitely be jumping into a war, a big one, a large one.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
like
you
that.
Have
I like
Iran.
That.
Go ahead.
It's amazing how they
Which
do
was
that
like,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it makes it seem like this, you know, I don't play this religious thing, but it makes it seem like that these people are really a chosen people. It makes it seem real. Like, you got to help these Jews to these God's favorite people, you know. It's very interesting how that plays out, you know. Very interesting. Oh, you know, every time, you know what I'm saying, it ain't shit there. We know it's a made-up place. They remember ISIS, YNL, they playing that game. But they, because I heard some Negroes say it the other day. Oh, that's God chose, man. Cut it out. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's God chosen people. So, you know, no, I don't play that game.
You can really believe that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
you know. And they gonna jump in just to keep the lie real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What keeps all this stuff real is people believe in this stuff that they're talking about and they respond to it. You know, like people really believe. That, you know, they attacked this general, that's a plan for something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
If they even attack, that could be fake, you know? We took this guy. We only see the news from inside of our bubble.
That's right.
You see, we don't see it outside, what they're saying in the other foreign news media. So, everything we're getting is a spin. To make them think one way,
right?
You know, so it's a game. They all playing it together. All these countries are pretending like they're against each other, just to get to one agenda. What's the best way to go to peace? To have a one world government? First, you got to start a fight with each other. They get tired of the fight and just say, "Let's shake hands and become one government."
Mm-hmm.
It's a game. It's one game. We got to have a major war, a big one, in order to bring about one world government. You're not going to bring it about no other way. That's the only way people can accept it, because if people if the war is hurting economies and it's, you know, a lot of people dying, people are going to get tired of it and say, I just want it to be over. What's it going to take? And then they'll accept that one world government.
Mm-hmm.
You see? They got to create chaos to bring about the true agenda that they want. It's the only
way.
Because people accept it then. They can't do it, you know, with proper diplomacy. Hey, let's do this and that. Because people just, it's the masses that control why they do it. Because if they sat down and just came to an agreement, one group of people will be like, why are they doing that, just that, and the other. It'd be a lot of fighting. Amongst the regular folk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll never work. But if they create the fight and cause a lot of their children to die in these world wars, and some innocent civilian people die, then they'll be like, "Oh, we need to have peace." And then they'll say, "Okay, we give you peace, but you're gonna have to accept this one world government to go with it."
Wow.
You see,
it's crazy, ain't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a game. People don't think that deeply. They think all of these little BS issues that they're complaining about, Trump and his impeachment, he's racist. All that's game.
I don't understand, like, okay, if they impeach him, he don't leave, right? Does he get to still stay in office?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so if he found guilty.
They've already impeached him. They impeached him, but the Congress has impeached him, right? Impeachment means your credibility is not good on that current, that situation that they impeach you over. That's it. Bill
and
Clinton got impeached.
And he got to finish out
he
his
got
time.
Impeached. Bill Clinton got impeached for getting his dick sucked in the White House. And he was staying, he still finished. Right. It's bullshit. It's a game.
Was that his last time, or is
I think he was actually, he was going in. It's almost like this one. He was going in. He had just got reelected when they got impeached.
Okay.
And he finished out his whole term.
So if he get impeached, and I'm asking you,
he is impeached.
You know, I'm making clear. I don't give a damn if he, but I just want to understand this. If he get impeached, he can't be president the next year, the next term, or can he?
No, that doesn't stop him from being impeached, being president.
So he can still be in the next election.
Yes. What I'm trying to say, okay, it's like me saying, okay, Solomon, I bought services from you, right?
Okay.
And I didn't get what I paid for, so I filed a complaint against you. It's just a complaint.
Uh-huh.
You still in business. You understand?
Yeah.
They have to they have to impeach him, and then they got to do another proceeding to get him out of office. It's two separate proceedings. That's never going to happen.
That's,
he's never leaving that office.
That's
I frankly
two
think
things.
He's going to get reelected. Huh?
So these Negroes dancing on cars for nothing.
Yes, basically. Yes. They don't know the rules. Yeah. Hey, you got somebody with their hand up, brother. Somebody got something they want to say. Hold on.
Okay.
864-340. Hello?
Yeah.
864-340. Peace.
Peace.
I don't know. He might maybe press the one by accident.
Okay.
But yeah, they dancing on cars and jumping. Yeah, he got impeached. Yay! Y'all don't know shit about politics. Shut up. It's just somebody's reputation just got. Yeah, he's wrong for what he did. That's it. It doesn't mean anything. Remember, that impeachment hearing is not a judicious forum. Meaning, he didn't go to jail and get convicted or nothing.
And I woke up Monday morning. I can't remember what Monday it was. But I woke up the Monday morning with all these damn texts. I was glad that it wasn't that bad that happened to somebody. And I had so many texts and so many people. And I'm like, man, y'all really? I don't think I got that many texts for Christmas.
That's what I'm telling you. It's pure ignorance. They don't know how this thing works. Like I said, Bill Clinton got impeached for getting his dick stuck in the White House and overruled. And all they did was did the same thing they did with Trump, and he still remained president. It's a game. And then when he was getting impeached, what did he do? He bombed somebody. What did Trump do while in the impeachment? He bombed somebody. He killed somebody to throw the attention off of being impeached.
And see,
we
gotta, you know. And I'm like, I know your viewers are way more conscious than that, but the people that need to hear that ain't listening.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I got so many people. Oh yeah, they got Trump. No, they didn't get Trump. He's still running the country. He still gets to fly on Air Force One. They didn't get him.
So you still got to get up and get out and do something. Golly, man. You still got to go get it. You know.
Now, okay, on the news right now, Ukrainian Boeing plane crashes in Iran, 176 people dead. You think that's a coincidence?
Wow.
Huh? That was, now you know there's some U.S. people on
I
that
heard
plane.
Somebody, I heard something about the plane. So that was an Iranian plane.
It was
wow.
a Ukraine plane from Ukraine.
Ukraine
and Boeing plane crashes in Iran. 176 people dead.
And that's in the same area that's going on in, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right.
That is crazy. You know what I'm saying? What's interesting? When planes go down, and this has been documented as a fact. When planes go down, it's an overwhelming cancellation of flights on days that mm-hmm. planes crash and stuff. So your spirit still protects you. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's why I don't do. That's why when certain things happen in my life, if I'm in bad traffic or anything, I trust every step because I know what my intentions are, and I know what kind of protection I have around me, and I know that what might appear to be undesirable at the moment is all in the plan on what I didn't already thought for myself, you see. Because with my affirmations and what I do on the spiritual plane, I already understand that. So I know that from that
mm-hmm.
point, it's in alignment with that. Even though it might appear that it's not matching what I want for the day. Because something can happen. I can get turned around. It'd be stuff that be happening. And then I'm like, man. But then I say, okay, I'm being protected from something. Something. You know what I'm saying? You have to always be
mm-hmm.
positive equivalent to whatever happens. It could be somebody trying to get a job that you just, I got to have this job. But you got to understand that you know what you want, and you said that you want this and you want that. Well, it ain't there. Now, you might think that's what you're supposed to have, but sometimes, now when you're the type of person that don't be in alignment with yourself and don't proclaim and don't go after what you want, then you're subject to anything. You know, this is
mm-hmm.
how some things happen to people. Because if you don't got no clear direction on what you're going to do, you can wind up anywhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes a plane fly. The definite direction at the right trajectory gets the plane down. If that plane just gliding, it'll float anywhere. You have to have
mm-hmm.
a clear-cut direction on what you want in your life. And even if you throw it off course a little bit, your trajectory and your definite of purpose will at least land you close to what you're trying to get. Then you can make adjustments and fine-tune what you're trying to do. You know, in other words, you know, figure it out, you know. Les Brown say, throw it to the stars, and if you don't make it, you'll land on the moon. You see, most people ain't even going hard. They're just waiting for Trump to get impeached.
But
the thing is,
it's not going to do anything. It's not going to change their circumstances. You know, and that's what I'm saying. They got people paying attention to BS. You know,
and see, like,
hey, it's 11 o'clock.
Like,
I know you got, yeah.
Well, I want to say this one thing, and
go
then
ahead.
Like next, you know, next we'll finish up more on your personal year, but you know, I if anybody got any questions, you know what I'm saying, you know, be ready next week, you know. But
okay.
You know, one thing about a 4-year is you have to guard against running from your responsibilities. You see, that's real important. You know, deal with things directly on the head. Don't run from it, right? And
mm-hmm.
and for your readings, for your New Year cleansing, for your new year, for, well, I say 2020 cleansing, internal, spiritually, call us at 803-661-8945 on Solomon's Temple, Columbia, South Carolina. All right. Peace, God.
All right. Peace, God. Take care.
Peace.
All right.
All right. Peace.